Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
So, how many of you would say you speak English fairly well, but with some difficulty? A little English? Yes, you speak some English.
Son of bitch, shit!
Son of bitch, shit!
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. This is a show where we don't exactly know what we're doing, but we're figuring it out slowly
I've made a realization from watching Joe Rogan's podcast.
You didn't want to say discovery because you said that like six times before the show started.
I probably did.
I noticed that in
did
your
I
eyes.
Really?
And not six, but a
but
couple
I said it a while.
Nothing to worry about. You keep going. What
right,
Joe
anyways,
Rogan got
Joe
to
Rogan's
say?
Podcast. I made a discovery.
Okay.
Those guys are really fucking smart, and they talk about a lot of smart shit. We are not that.
We try.
I noticed that they could stay on topic really well. They like pick one thing and they just talk about it.
That's not what we're about.
No,
man.
Fuck that. We're like a Mexican jumping bean, and you gave it like a pogo stick and Adderall. It just like jumps around.
Disclaimer, there is no Adderall in the studio. Any Adderall that you find in the studio is definitely not ours. Please send us your Adderall in the mail. Mm-hmm. Where did this voice go? What the fuck?
Hey, come back. We need Adderall.
Just give me like
get back here with my fucking Adderall.
So that's a new thing I discovered I can do just now, is I can just say things really fast and it sounds
quick talk.
Like disclaimers on the radio. So it's like, this drug may give you hair loss. I would like I can't do it anymore.
No, it's fine.
Took one more sip of whiskey, and it's gone.
And then after a while, you won't even care if you get it wrong.
That's a sober talent. Can't do that while you're having the sweet nectar of Jim Beam, not sponsored.
Jim Beam, fucking...
It's good, right?
Black extra aged bourbon.
I don't know how you can even
James B.
that.
Beam. You're an asshole.
Mr. Beam? No, Beam.
Beam.
Beam. Ends with an M.
Yeah. That guy has led to many a vomit.
Let's figure out who he is. See, this is how we do the show for all you new people
out there.
Yeah,
we're just fucking winging it. We don't have like a list of shit to talk about.
Yeah. That's something that I was kind of trying to... Like, if we needed more taglines for the show, it would involve, like... the phrase, no show notes. That's something you hear a lot of shows say is like, let me look at my notes. There's no fucking notes here. I don't write stuff down.
You think we care enough about this show to write notes?
Let's see. In honor of James B. Beam, who rebuilt the business after Prohibition ended.
Hey!
All right.
James B. Beam, what a fucking stud.
A nice fuck you to America right there.
Yeah.
A slight misstep.
Variants,
the history.
White label, green label, black label. What the fuck is green label?
I don't know.
Is that the vegan option?
I think, I know for Johnny Walker, when it's green label, I think that's the best. No, that's blue label. Blue label is the best Johnny Walker, but I know green label exists.
Yeah, it's right there. Of course it exists.
I think, now, bourbons are automatically vegan. There's no animals in it. It's just plants.
What? They don't
think about it.
What, they don't fucking mulch up some mice and then turn them into whiskey?
What kind of whiskey you drinking, boy?
The best kind. The non-vegan kind.
The one with the mouse feet in it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
If you find a floating eyeball, it's good luck.
Oh, God. Depending on what it was from, I would eat an eyeball. I think I'd go for it.
I just kind of eat eyeballs in general. It's really gross.
Have you eaten eyeballs?
Never in my life.
Oh,
I totally
okay.
would. I'll eat the fuck out of some eyeballs.
I think I don't know. It's possible I may have accidentally eaten a fish eyeball once. Probably a pig eyeball, because I think everything goes into the hot dog.
Yeah, I've definitely stabbed, kicked, punched, and or gouged fish eyeballs, but I don't think I've ever eaten one.
You punch fish?
Well, sometimes...
If they're big enough, yeah.
Yeah. In all fairness, it's never been a fish that I caught. You want to know how I know that?
Why?
Because I've never caught a damn fish.
That's true. Yeah, you have... I don't know if we talk about it here.
I caught like bluegill, like yay long, back when I was like a little kid, but a fish... Any bigger than a bluegill, never once caught.
Aren't bluegill poisonous?
I don't know. Never died.
But it's small. It's small enough to worry about.
Yeah, they're like a catch and release thing.
There's certain extremes in nature that you have to worry about because
this is true.
It might kill you. Bright things,
will kill you. Yeah. Things you can't see will also kill you.
Yes. Things that are very, 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 very big. Man, it's hit or miss, but...
Yeah, just as long as you know how to run sideways rather than forward.
Completely white scorpion about the size of this shot glass will kill you.
Oh, shit. White scorpion?
They're like a really, really light sandy color.
That sounds scary by itself.
Yeah, they're fucking terrifying. I saw one in... was I in California?
Vietnam.
Back in Nam.
Yeah.
I saw a scorpion. I kicked it.
Good. There's billions of them out there. One kicked scorpion makes no difference.
Yeah, it kept stinging the fuck out of my boot. It was tight.
You ever heard that phrase, wouldn't hurt a fly? Hurt the fucking fly.
I will hurt every fly. Dude, I got like 50 of those motherfuckers in my garage. I need some fucking fly paper.
God damn. You know, I actually discovered something about myself recently.
Huh.
I think it might have just been me getting older, but I'm... can kill flies now. Like, I actually got a lot better at catching them. I sucked at it, like, high school prior. And then I just didn't even bother trying, because I'm like, okay, it's a fly. I know I can't catch it.
But then one day you roll up a newspaper, whack, and it's fucking dead. And you're like, oh, shit.
And the blood actually comes out of it, and you're like, I can do this! I am a man!
Then all of a sudden you start winding up your fucking t-shirts and snapping them and killing them that way.
Ooh, I'm not there yet. You're at a very advanced stage of fly hunting.
I can get really close, but I don't think I've ever actually killed one from that.
Ah, shit.
I've gotten just like, snap, 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 and this thing's just like... Bzz, 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 bzz.
What do you think is harder to do, that or catching it with chopsticks like Mr. Miyagi?
Ooh, that's real hit or miss.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you're good enough to catch with chopsticks, it's probably not that difficult for you.
Yeah, that's true. Although, the Daniel kid in that movie got it, like, first fucking try.
Yeah, what a fucking punk. Speaking of catching flies with chopsticks, did you ever see the new one with Jaden Smith?
Never did. I boycotted it, actually, when it was happening.
It was really good. Anyways.
Wasn't Jackie Chan Mr. Miyagi?
He wasn't Mr. Miyagi, per se. He was just a Chinese dude.
He was just a Chinese... So they didn't even want to honor Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, it wasn't a remake. It was like a whole different thing.
That's weird.
Anyways,
you're not allowed to do that if you use the name. Whatever.
Talk to them about
Will Smith. Your kid would have been famous on his own just walking around. You didn't have to force him into every movie.
Yeah, the kid's a fucking nut job. Anyways, but like at one point, flies buzzing around, and this kid's like watching Jackie Chan from behind, right? He doesn't really see him yet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't know him. So he's watching him. He all of a sudden, bzzz, and he picks up his chopsticks, and he's like, oh. All of a sudden, whack, gets him with the fly swatters. And I lost my shit. It was probably
you got subverted.
Probably is still the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. Just gets him with a fly swatter.
It's a pretty good switch on the fly. They do pay attention to... There you go.
Hey.
Nice. They do pay attention to what you're holding.
They do.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, they got fucking two eyes with like a million facets, and they can see everywhere.
Yeah.
Always, at all times, in slow motion.
I would get the worst fucking vertigo. If I try that, I want some... Well,
they only get it for like 3 days and then they fucking die, so whatever.
Yeah, the total fly lifespan...
I think it's like 7 to 10 days or something.
Lifespan. Yeah, but my original...
Lives matter.
Okay, let's put that into fly lives matter. All right, that's in the next tab. But my original point, if you see the fly, go ahead and fucking kill it, okay?
Do us all a favor.
The phrase doesn't mean anything, and it is okay to kill something that exists on accident every day.
Yes.
Nobody means for that to happen.
They don't do anything productive. They're like a fucking cancer that just grows.
Let's see. 2 to 5 days... After 2 to 5 days of development, they metamorphize into pupae. Then adult flies live for 2 to 4 weeks.
Holy fuck.
But can hibernate during the winter.
God fucking damn it.
I thought only bears could do that.
How about you just die like normal flies, huh?
Come on, guys. If you see any hibernating flies, kill those too.
Yeah. In all fairness, though, to have like... If you're like a superhero and your powers were based off a fly... I'm not gonna lie, that guy'd be pretty much unkillable. Ain't those things like super fucking strong?
You might be thinking of ants.
No, I mean, no, I know ants are, but aren't these things too? Like, you can walk on walls, you can fly in every direction at all times at the drop of a hat. You can see every direction. you'd be a fucking hideous looking creature, but
yeah, you just have to live with the hairs growing out of every part
of
your body.
But what about like Spider-Man? You just like have the powers of a fly, but you don't actually look like one. Spider-Man did it right.
Kirsty's texting me. I have a question for the show. Are the black bits in cashews tarantula eggs?
Yes, without a doubt.
Yes, 100%.
There's not a doubt in my mind.
Although, I don't know why there are black bits in your cashews. I've never seen that before.
In my fucking life. What the hell?
She's got a picture, actually.
Yeah, those are, without a doubt, tarantula eggs. Vomit it all up immediately. That's the only way to be safe.
I don't think she's listening live, but that was a good question. Kill all the flies you see. It's not genocide. They will never die.
Even they will never die because they will always be there.
In the event of nuclear war, they also will not die. They will just get bigger.
Yes.
You will just have to run faster and get bigger swatters.
Yeah. And you know what? Just get a katana.
Yes! Oh, that's perfect.
Can you imagine if they're like their speed per size like ratio stayed the same, though?
Oh, no.
So you got flies the size of Volkswagen bugs breaking the sound barrier. Just zoom.
Oh, my God. No.
I would kill myself. Come out of the fallout shelter, and she's like, no, like, what the fuck is that? And she just like lands and just stares at you and then just flies off. I'd be like,
you back up into the shelter,
close the door, and then just fucking starve myself to death.
The fly hears a gunshot, and then it's like, damn it, my food's in a box.
And until they just like thump, because you remember those fuckers like hit windows and shit.
Yeah
Can you imagine one the size of a Volkswagen bug?
Oh god,
dude, I would rather be dead than live in a world with that.
This is horrifying. Yeah,
fuck that.
I would not want some that. There's two houseflies fucking.
They actually mate? I figured they just fucking like spit on each other and that was it.
And they do it doggy style, just like us.
Good for you, houseflies. You're still fucking gross and I hate you.
Look at those eyes. Look at those weird ass eyes.
Gross.
Yeah.
There's like a million little fucking ew.
I'll never zoom in on a fly again. I'm sorry about that. All right,
look up Fly Lives Matter now. I got to know what this is about.
Oh, that's right. That was another tab that I had. Let's see. Superfly remake. I don't care. Denounced. Oh, wait. Okay, I guess fly is synonymous with black as in person now.
As in they are fly?
Boy, we're really moving along with the civil rights shit, aren't we? Black Lives Matter flags, whatever. Why?
Now the Fly Lives Matter. Oh, fly the Black
it's
Lives Matter.
It's flying a flag. God damn it. Can I put...
Fuck. I was looking for something funny, and you fucking ruined it.
Watch this. This is a search engine hack. If you put quotes around your query...
Oh, shit.
It will look for the exact thing that you're looking for. Black soldier fly lives matter t-shirt.
I'm so confused about what they're saying in the context of this.
Black soldier fly lives matter.
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense at all.
For those of you,
why is that guy smiling at me? It's weird.
For those of you who can't see this, which is everybody, the top part says black soldier fly, middle part lives, bottom part matter. That doesn't make any goddamn sense. I wasn't paying any attention to you before, but the only reason I'm paying more attention now is just to figure out what this means.
Shit is long enough to be a fucking dress.
Black flies matter? Oh, maybe that's, No, we're not going to learn anything about this. Fly lives matter. Meme generator. I think this is right up your alley, Jared. Oh, it's a fly in Hillary Clinton's face. Anyway, just kill all the flies you can. There's nothing there. Wow, what a fucking dead end.
Just for that, I'm going to take another shot.
Do it. It's too sad.
I'm too angry about this. I don't know what to do with myself.
We're gonna drink this over the end of a bit. I'll do a shot with you, actually, because that's really sad.
Fly lives matter. Oh, shit. My bad.
It's okay. That designated roll of paper towels behind you. Ladies and gentlemen, sneak peek behind the goings-on here.
Da-da-da-da.
We had a terrible incident several years ago, and ever since then, we keep a roll of paper towels in the studio.
Yeah, fucking flies and shit.
Ugh. A little bit of whiskey in the carpet, but, you know, it adds to the mystique.
The mystique, people are going to walk in and be like, all right, this is a fucking alcoholic that lives here.
You could barely call me an alcoholic.
Anymore.
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm
no,
talking
about.
You were
didn't...
worse than I was back in the day.
Now, see,
now that we're a grown and mature gentleman.
The thing was, I just didn't know my body. I had no idea what when to stop.
I knew exactly my body. When I threw up, it was time to be done. and even then, it was debatable.
Is that a goal that you have?
Oh, yeah.
To puke? Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, no, that was like the ultimate goal. Like, once I threw up, I knew I was done for the night.
I don't know why.
Now that I've done a little bit of research, I realize it's known as binge drinking, and it's super bad for you.
Yeah. You're doing much better.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
No, this is my first drink I've had in fucking weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah, did I drink anything when I was here? Yeah, I drank one.
We had an alien blood drink.
Yeah, I had one of those last time.
And that doesn't even count. That's just like that's Kool-Aid
like
that gets you buzzed.
Yeah, that's like a shake off the week type deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exactly like cracking open a beer.
No, yeah, I haven't like partied hard since probably New Year.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
We're not going to get the chance with Drew and Therese being in town cuz I got to go work on a goddamn roof again.
Yeah. And do I do too.
Not that I'm mad about being on the roof, it's a roof.
It's a roof
and I got to work on it
again.
Oh well. This is the roof that I injured myself on.
Yeah, now if you guys work into next week,
mm-hmm.
let me know so I can come help or something.
There will most likely be something.
Yeah,
so like,
just let me know. Actually, I might be going out of town next week. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, where are you thinking?
Kalispell, Montana. With like this one guy I used to work with, him and some friends are heading out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Hey, you want to come with?" I'm like, he's a cool dude, but like. Like, it'd be super cool to go to Montana, but at the same time, like, I know this dude, but I don't really know his friends. It's still kind of like, part of me is saying just go for it, make the memories, fuck it.
You're worried about fitting in socially?
Not so much that. I can kind of fit in anywhere. I'm like a social chameleon. You just got to judge the room and, like, who everyone is and just fit in with that type of people.
It's better than being a social butterfly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can fit in with whoever I need to, but, like, part of me is saying, like, just fucking send it and just, like, make the memories. And worst comes to worst, you're like, yeah, that was kind of gay and I'm not really glad I went. But, like, yeah. At the same time, I'm like, sometimes you just want to stay the fuck home.
Yeah. No, I'm much more stay the fuck home thing. So, in terms
See, and
of...
I am, too. So, I'm trying to get out more.
So, in terms of, like, social things and being an animal, if you're the chameleon, I guess I'd be a social...
I don't know.
Turtle?
No.
Turtle.
Turtle. Yeah, people are going to come to you, and then if they're being really assholes, you just boop right into your shell.
Yeah, I just kind of like, bye, see ya. I know when to leave, and I only come out around people that I already know I'm cool with.
Yeah, speaking of social turtles, so you know how the fireworks were last night? Was that last night?
Probably.
Yeah, the fireworks were last night, and this is when I ran into the dude I used to work with.
Oh, context, ladies and gentlemen. It is Planters Days. Over here in the town.
Yeah, and they have fireworks.
Everyone.
Actually, it was a real good-ass show last night.
They improved it?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Did they do it over the water again?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, the finale, it was like 15 minutes.
Oh, shit.
And it was like a good fucking finale. But anyway, that's not the point. Like, that's when I ran into this dude. Like, we're BS and whatnot. He's like, yeah, you should come with me and my friends and whatnot. And one of like, there's like a group of his friends. There's this one girl. She was kind of hot, so obviously I was talking to her.
And just slide and, like, right in there.
Yeah, and it kind of like...
Hey, my name's Jared.
Like, when I first started talking to her, I was just kind of like, oh, she's, like, a little weird, but, like, whatever, I can work with it. At the end of the night, I realized she isn't weird. She's just a bitch.
I'm glad you figured that out.
Yeah, no, because, like, whenever she, like, wanted something done, it was never like, can you do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, hey, you do that.
Oh.
No please or thank yous. And at first, like, she never said it like in a forceful or rude tone, so I just figured that's how she was.
Uh-huh.
And then later we were talking about something, and she had made like a couple of snide remarks to people before, and I was kind of like, well, that's a little different, you know, like, who would just say that? But whatever, that's her friends, you know. Then I was talking to her, and like, me and her like don't know each other, we just like BS for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Then she was telling me something about like oh yeah, I want to go see, I saw the trailer for this movie called Adrift. I'm like, oh, what's it about? Like, oh, it's like a ship lost at sea. I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess I could have figured that out.
Right. Space or water ship?
Water. Okay. And then she says, could you really have, though? And I was like, I'm fucking done with you. I don't want to talk to you ever again.
Oh.
I didn't say that, but I thought it. That was like conveniently right at the time we're walking past my car. I was like, all right, this is my car. Bye.
Oh, well, at least you, at least you now I know. Duck out.
Yeah, at least now I know. Yeah, she was super cute, but just a mega.
That's not everything.
Just a mega bitch.
Yeah, you just gotta, pick and choose, yeah, man.
My buddy Tyson dated this one girl, super hot, but just like a mega bitch.
Yeah.
And he always told himself, he's like, I always kind of figured, like, if a girl is hot enough, I can probably put up with, like, a lot of shit. He's like, I realized that I can't. I can't do it. They dated for, like, 2 months, and he was like, called her, and he's like, we can't do this anymore. I hate you so much.
That is a great thing to realize, though.
No, he didn't really say it like that, but that was, like, the gist of it. Like, listen, all you ever do is try to put me down, and then we fight. I'm sick of it. I can't deal with you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fucking sick burn right there.
Yeah, and I was like, fucking get it.
I wish I had taken the chance to do something like that, but you know, I was fresh to the world, man. I didn't know what was going on. Yeah, so yeah. I'm just glad I don't have to deal with that shit anymore.
So yeah, guys out there, even if she's hot, know your worth. You can tell her to fuck off. She's a grown woman. She'll figure it out.
Yep. People don't get told to fuck off often enough.
No, seriously, like, you should see the look in some people's eyes when you're like, listen, like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. You suck.
Yeah.
I can't remember the exact context, but I definitely did tell somebody that. Who was it?
Nobody I know, obviously.
No, let me stew on this memory, because I definitely have told somebody, like, not like word for word, but basically just told them to fuck off.
I only do that to, like, strangers, and it almost never happens.
Yeah.
Just, you know, maybe a road rage incident here or there, but they never hear me say it. They just see me mouth it through the window loudly.
You know what's worse than a middle finger?
What?
A thumbs down.
I'll keep that in mind.
They just drive past and just, they're just like, come on, man.
Just think about it, man. If I were a Roman emperor and I was doing this, you wouldn't have any hands or feet. You wouldn't be able to drive.
Life.
Or a life, yeah. You would maybe be alive, but what kind of life would it be if you had no hands or feet?
Do you ever wonder to yourself, like, if you got dropped in the Colosseum right now, do you think you would be a champion, or would you die immediately?
Right. I wouldn't die immediately, but I would die.
Yeah.
I'm working on...
On dying?
On not dying.
Oh, on not dying.
Not dying is what I like to do.
Okay, good.
I prefer it to most other things.
To most other things?
You know, like cancer and being on the phone.
Jumping off very high places.
Paying my credit card off.
Stubbing my toe.
Exactly.
Dude, I stubbed my toe on, like, what was it? It was like a, so I have like a roller bag, you know, like a travel bag that has rollers, wheels. So it's got like some hard plastic edges. Lights were off and I was walking in and I was like super tired. I think I woke up in the middle of the night to take a piss. Like, I felt my toe stub something, but, like, the way it was, I was like, so I pull off my sock, and I feel, sure shit, just, like, cut, like, right along the inside of one of my toes.
No! On the webbed part between the toes?
No, like, say, these are toes.
These two shot glasses are toes.
And I just, like, cut this one, like, right there.
Oh, on but the top of it.
Yeah.
Ow.
Which one was mine?
Mine was the Disney one.
You just want it because it's bigger.
Not necessarily.
I see how it is. But anyways, well, where was I going with this?
If I wanted big shots, I'd take them right out of the bottle. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You stubbed your toe on a bag.
Stub your toe, like, really bad and it bleeds. Because you know it's going to be super inconvenient for at least 2 weeks.
Yep.
And it makes you wonder, like, if karma exists, what the fuck did I do to deserve this?
I don't know.
You know?
Maybe you told someone to fuck off that you shouldn't have.
I told a lot of people to fuck off.
Maybe
most of them deserved it.
Maybe you told the Son of God to fuck off.
I probably... Oh, dang. What if he's back in human form?
That would be shitty.
He's just meandering around 2,000 years later. Like, let's see how the world has improved. We're like, hey, fuck you.
Oh, okay.
Get off the street, dipshit.
I guess not that great. And then he can't go home, and he's like, shit, how do I get home? And then he holds up a sign on a piece of cardboard that says, Son of God, can't get home, give me human money? And nobody gives him any money.
Yeah, everyone's like, fucking weird. He's out there walking on water, and someone throws a brick. Learn how to swim!
You think this would be that'd be the second crucifixion? It's like he just Jesus shows up.
No,
as
the second
a homeless
crucifixion
guy.
Is him showing up and crucifying everybody in this bitch.
Oh, the reverse crucifixion.
Oh, everyone's gonna he's gonna crucify everyone. And be like, huh? Fucking sucks, huh?
Oh,
I'm
my
super
God.
Light-minded. I am a good Christian for people who are obviously not aware at
it's
this
just,
point.
It's just fun to imagine Jesus in these scenarios.
Yeah, like how would he?
Haven't you ever wanted to see Jesus holding a sword? Like,
watch Family Guy or South Park.
Does he hold the sword in that?
Dude, in South Park, he goes fucking straight, like, predator, and he just, like, murks a whole fucking compound.
I haven't seen that much South Park, but I have seen Jesus throw a throwing star.
Yeah.
And then he cut up.
That was, like, one scene out of, like, the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
It was fucking tight.
It was the Easter one.
Yeah.
Right?
Was it?
Yeah.
It was like, an old one, too. It's older.
The Easter ones, I think, like season 11, 10 or 11.
Well, considering we're on 20 something now, it's older.
Old-ish, yeah. They don't even do it with paper pieces anymore. It is computers now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know when they stopped using paper?
I do not.
Because I'm pretty sure the one that I watched, they were still using the paper.
Yeah, what I do know is these Icebreakers Frost, subtle plug, are fucking amazing.
Let me see this. You know, I remember Icebreakers back when I was in Catholic school. I don't know why, but they seemed like the coolest thing ever.
Do you remember like the Hillary Duff and Haley Duff commercial? Like, it's a liquid, it's ice, it's Icebreakers liquid ice.
No, let's find
I remember that.
That
because I wanted to fuck Hillary Duff so bad.
Oh shit. Let's also find out where she is in life.
I think I saw her in, like, a celebrity tabloid, and she's hot. She's a hot mom, and she's doing really well with her life.
She's a mom?
Oh, yeah. She's a hot mom with a rocking-ass booty.
Let's see. We're going to put Hillary Duff. Does she still sing?
Pull up images.
Oh, images. Yeah, that's an important point. Current pictures of Hillary Duff, please.
Yeah, that's...
These are pretty varying, but she's not looking bad.
Yeah, that's basically her. Still hot.
You can't
She's,
even...
like, 30.
You can't even tell that she's a mom unless you look at the eyes. If you look right into these eyes, you can see
you
she's
can see
dead some... inside.
Yeah, there's like slight wrinkles around her mouth from fucking screaming at her kids.
Yep, that's how it goes. All right, I gotta zoom back out. Oh,
but yeah, Hillary Duff, keep it up, girl.
Let's
call
see
me.
Hillary Duff Icebreakers commercial. There
yeah.
we go. Let's get on this. Everybody, look this up with us if you want to know what the hell we're talking about.
Icebreakers liquid ice? Thanks. Ooh, I think it's liquid. Ice. You're probably right. It's a tiny liquid mint.
No, you're always right. It's cool and refreshing as ice.
Enjoy your stay.
Thanks.
You're right. I mean, no, you're right.
I know you're right.
I know you're right.
I'm so wrong. It's liquid.
I'm wrong. You're right. It's ice.
You're right.
You're so right.
It's liquid. It's ice.
It's both.
It's liquid. It's ice. It's ice.
Are you stupid?
It's identical to what I remember.
Perfect. Good to know your memory's not failing you. But Jesus Christ, you can't be that stupid. It's obviously not
ice. Why do
they
have separate rooms, though?
Because if you get two of them right next to each other, sometimes there's a door in between the two rooms, and then you can open it.
I get you're rich, but it's way more fun just to, like, double bunk a room, and then you can just, like, hang out with your buddy or whoever you're with.
That is pretty fun. But why do that when you can have a double big room and switch rooms every once in a while? And then it's even more fun because if you're hammered, you forget what room you're in.
So you just go on an adventure.
Exactly.
Is this my room? Let's check the other room.
Is this my room? No. Is this my room? Maybe. I forgot. Let me check the other
room. I'm going to go take a piss and barf, and then we'll be back.
See, one room is for the piss and barf, and then the other one is for chilling. It's perfect.
Oh, speaking of getting drunk.
Yeah?
So I was watching clips from Witcher 3, right? The video game.
Okay.
And I don't remember exactly how it goes, but so there's three Witchers, right? And they get just fucking pissed drunk.
Okay.
And so they're talking, they're like saying, like, dude, we should get some girls to come out here with us. And it's like, oh, it's a great idea. So they're gonna go use the sorceress's, like, magic balls, and you can, like, locate and talk to people.
Okay.
They're like, oh, but wait, these girls don't fucking know who we are. So what are we gonna do? Because they're gonna locate other sorceresses to just make a portal and come party with them. They're like, wait.
Oh, so not just normal girls.
Yeah, like other sorceresses.
Okay.
So they're like, all right, so what?
Sorceress
size?
Psoriasis.
Psoriasis.
It's a condition of the skin. It's very serious.
I was going to say, isn't that a disease? Anyway.
Yeah.
moving on. So they're like, but wait, what are we going to do to, like, not scare the girls? Because they don't really know who we are. They've just, like, seen us from afar, you know?
Right.
And we're witchers, and witchers are, like, scary dudes. We want them to know that we're cool, and we want them to, like, come hang out with us. He's like, girl's like, I got a good idea. I'll just put on pants, and that's it, right? So I'll just be topless, because he's, like, in really good shape.
Uh-huh.
And you two wear dresses, so that way you look like girls, so they think there's other girls to come hang out with. And, like,
hell?
The whole scenario and the way it plays out is such, like, 100% on-the-spot drunk logic. I was fucking crying. Anyways, it ends with them not contacting the sorcerers. They find some guy just taking a shit, and he's like, what's going on here? And they're like, oh, shit, my bad. Here, close the spell. And this guy's like, guards! They fucking close it down. Right as, like, the sorceress who's, like, runs all this stuff, they, like, yeah, used her dress. She comes out, and she's like, what's going on? They're just, like, they, like, realized what the fuck it looked like. They're just three dudes in, like, girls' outfits. They're just like, go to bed.
Needless
now.
To say, she did not party with them.
She did not.
How does a witcher party?
They just get pissed drunk.
Oh, that's
which
it?
Which just seems super weird, because supposedly, according to the lore, their body's immune to toxins. Hmm. Or, like, highly resistant. So either they drink, like, a lot.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, how much does Thor have to drink in the Marvel context in order to get drunk?
Because
he can't on Earth. Our shit's too weak.
Yeah. He takes that shit, just, like, drops it into a beer.
Yeah.
What would it take?
I don't know. But did you ever watch the Flash series on...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Something, whatever.
Yeah, the CW.
But there is a bit in one episode. I stopped watching this in the middle of season two. I don't know why. But there is a bit in the middle of season two where they explain that because of his powers, he just metabolizes alcohol so fast that it isn't possible for him to get drunk.
And see, at the very end, they make him like a super strong type shit. He, like, takes a shot, he's like, almost dies, and he's like, oh, I feel it, and then it's gone immediately.
Yep, exactly what it is. So I guess the only way for the Flash to get drunk is if he's on an IV drip
of that
super strong shit. I don't even know what the fuck it's not moonshine.
It's like some next level shit. It's like 2,000 proof or something.
God, you remember trying Andrew's moonshine?
Oh, fuck me, dude.
That was paint thinner.
Yeah.
That was like not great.
Like, I took a sniff and I went blind in my left eye for like 5 seconds.
But like I could have probably taken baby sips on that for a while.
Just take a big old swig. I was like, I'm trying to go do stuff after this. I'm not just going to get...
dangerous.
Yeah, because like it was like paint thinner, but at the same time I took a sip and it was like disturbingly smooth.
Yeah.
It was like super smooth, but like gasoline.
That is the first step on the path to blindness.
Yeah, you like take a sip and you're like, ooh, like that's really harsh, but like I can drink it. And then it's just downhill from there.
Let's see. Duff, I was still at Hiller Duff's page open.
Oh.
Duff returned to her designing career for the first time since blah blah. Collaborative eyeliner. Independent movie called The Haunting of Sharon Tate, relating to the Manson murders. Oh, awesome. Damn. Oh, yeah, and there's Charlie Manson. Still hanging out.
Charlie, the swastika on his forehead.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a good reason for that. Maybe there's not.
He's a fucking crazy-ass
There's
psycho.
No good reason to get any tattoo on your face.
There is none.
I'm making that call right now.
Post Malone has more tattoos on his face.
He's putting... tattoos on his... What are you doing, man?
See, like, they were
not gonna do anything for you.
They were really tasteful until, like, the new ones he got. Then I was like, but I mean, like, the more I look, the more I'm just like, okay, yeah, it looks fine.
It's as long as he's not putting a fucking mustache on his actual lip.
Oh, figure.
In tattoo form.
Fuck that.
The people that also have mustaches on their fingers, they can fuck off, too.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that.
They got those because they thought it was... how do you want to say?
Quirky,
funny, and just kind of sarcastic.
Yeah,
nobody gets that seriously.
It's not funny when fucking everyone does it.
Yeah, they think they're just in on some kind of joke.
No, nope.
But they're not.
The joke has been revealed. Everyone knows it.
The joke is them. They are a joke.
It's too bad they'll never realize it. Oh well,
they'll just hide behind their mustaches.
The joke's on everyone else. I have zero tattoos. And I plan on it remaining that way until I figure out what the fuck I want, because I have no idea. That's a good place to be.
It helps to have, like, some sort of major life event. Or maybe just, like, fuck it, I like tattoos. Get a sleeve.
I
Shit. Well, with the look I'm going for, I guess I could. Kirstie has told me I could rock a sleeve.
Oh yeah.
With the way that I'm going, but I don't want to because people will expect things of me that I don't wish to do,
like changing oil, fighting off people.
I do need to change my oil, actually. Thank
like, hey, can you help me shingle this roof? And be like, I would prefer not to, but I have a tattoo, so I must.
I can build you a PC. And they're like, what the fuck? Dude, get out of my house.
No, for that you need neck tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
You get neck tattoos, and you grow your beard out longer, but just right there.
Oh, just, so it's just got to get super long?
Yeah, just right there. And then keep your man bun, and then have a couple of neck tattoos, and people would be like, okay, yeah, he writes a blog.
God, I don't want to. No, you won't get. This is my blog.
This is way better than a blog because fuck them.
You can't do a control F on it and find like
keywords.
Yeah, no, fuck you. And if Google is trying to catalog my words, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. There's a lot of fucking words.
Catalog this one. Slurgsnip. Huh? The fuck you got, Google?
Tomorrow, reading the paper, fucking Google, the whole thing just blew up.
That one key phrase was like...
Sword snips.
I don't even know. That's unreplicatable. Can't do it.
Yeah, no, there's no way. Google just reads it and just like, I give up. Boom! Everything goes.
Yep. Nah, that's... maybe I need to make up some more words. We can kill the giant once and for all. Something I've wanted to do for a while, but it won't happen. Because they probably won't let me into the building.
We're working on it.
Even if I tried, they'd be like, sir, just give us a moment. They'll go back into the security room for like 15 seconds.
And they'll be like, dude, what the fuck? I don't know what to do right now.
Dude, you need to get out of here. Like, the guy will be on my side and he won't want me to get caught. That would be great.
Oh, figured you got one guy on the inside you didn't even know about. He's like, yeah, sure, oh, hey, come check this out. And you're like, okay, go there. Like, bro, you got to get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Right now, they have snipers on you right now. You have to leave immediately.
I look down and there's four red dots on my chest.
And then you rip off your shirt for the bomb vest.
But dead man switch. But the dots are little lowercase g's.
God damn, they're committed to the joke.
That'd be awesome. Google, don't kill me. Actually, you know what? You can't because your motto is don't be evil. And
I don't believe that.
If you knew me,
you'd be like, he's not evil.
Yeah, so...
A little bit of an asshole, but not evil.
Murder the action is evil. Just don't... You can't do it. Sorry.
Yeah.
You can only do it if I'm an evil guy, I guess. And that's pretty tough to prove, I think.
Evilness is incredibly arbitrary, I feel.
Yeah, it just depends on how you're framed in the moment or how history frames you.
Ooh. Yeah. Like, what if Hitler was, like, a good dude?
A lot of people think that. He was just a guy who wanted to go to art school. And then the art school was like, nah, bruh.
And he was and like, then... that's cool. Let me help myself.
No, it's kind of tough to prove that Hitler guy... as a good dude now. There's no... If you even try, you're kicked out of everything.
Yeah, wasn't he like a vegetarian and stuff?
From what I've heard, he was, yeah.
He's like a vegetarian. He's like doing nice stuff to people.
But you know why he probably was a vegetarian? He just stopped by one of his camps one day and he lost his appetite.
He was just like, I can't eat meat after this.
Yeah. I know where it comes
Way overcooked.
He just... Okay, that'd be great if Hitler was a great artist, number one, underappreciated for his time.
Have you seen his artwork? It's actually pretty good.
I've seen a little bit of it.
I think he did some landscapes or something.
Hang on, Hitler art.
Oh, boy. Paintings by Adolf Hitler.
Here we go, there's one. Vienna State Opera House.
Yeah, it's actually incredible.
That ain't too bad. I mean... Fuck, I wish I could do that.
Why did art school fucking tell him no?
A Hitler. I don't know. They probably thought that cart was too boxy or... I've seen people critiquing these things before and they're like, the shadows are bullshit, which kind of makes sense because look...
I guess if I really poke around at it, I can see what you mean by the art or like the box or the cart is too boxy. Can't tell if that horse is looking at me or away from me.
It looks like these two dudes are floating a little bit.
Yeah,
that might just be the shadow there. But I think this would be great.
But all in all, that is an amazing art piece, and I would like to buy it.
just think how great it would be if nobody cataloged this. Hitler was a kick-ass artist, but they kicked him out because they kind of knew about his Jew thing.
And they were just like, we can't have that.
But also, he has no fucking idea where food comes from, because it's always brought to him. And he just assumes that the meat that he eats is from the Jews that he kills.
And he's just like,
I'm done.
Never mind.
Veggie burgers forever for that guy. Actually, they didn't have veggie burgers in 1940s Germany.
He just had to fucking suck it up and eat some fucking salad.
Yeah, he had to go out of his compound, pick some dandelion greens, and go back inside before one of the missiles got him.
Yeah, I imagine the worst thing was having to fight off the goats for the grass.
Probably.
That makes for a difficult meal.
And you can't stab the goats, because then you have to eat them.
Yeah, ew.
It's a lot.
You can feed them to your soldiers. I'm drinking more.
Go for it, man.
This stuff's actually, I'm feeling really good right now. Maybe because I had, like, a lot of pizza today.
You have a lot of pizza?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to take it really slow, just to, like, gauge where I'm at.
That's good.
And I feel really good right now.
I'm feeling pretty good, too. It's, I didn't have pizza today. Actually, speaking of veggie burgers, I had a veggie burger before we started this.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's all there was here. There wasn't any pizza. So, you know, I went for an okay thing.
That's not okay. That's disgusting. I'd rather starve.
It wasn't that bad. Once you put it
in... You're not even that bad.
Thank you.
Shut up.
No, I mean, I get it. When you say the phrase veggie burger, it makes you want to punch the person that's saying it, right? But when it's presented in front of you and it's your only option and you haven't eaten since noon...
You'll veggie some burgers up?
Sometimes I will, yeah. And I don't even know what the hell... Like, I couldn't tell what plants it was made out of. You bite into the thing, it looks exactly like meat. I don't know how they do it.
Tastes fine?
Tastes okay, yeah. Okay. But here's the other strange thing. In my mom's fridge right now... your standard burger toppings.
Yeah.
You know, first thing I go for is the mayonnaise. There's something in there called veginaise. I didn't have a chance to look at the ingredients.
Yeah,
so let's look them up.
Doesn't mayonnaise have eggs in it?
Yeah. But it's like vegan mayonnaise. Hang on.
Veginaise. You straight up just spelled out vagina. I'm just
did
saying.
Did not.
Pretty much.
Vegina.
I'm waiting for some. Oh, right there. Number two.
Oh, is that it? Oop. Let's see. Followyourheart.com products. Okay. Enjoy real mayonnaise taste with our world-famous egg-free and all-natural mayonnaise dressing. Excuse me. Oh, ingredients.
It's better than mayo, trademark.
Okay, let's see. Canola
oil, filtered water, brown rice syrup, apple cider vinegar, soy protein, sea salt, mustard flour, lemon juice concentrate, contains soy.
Honestly, it didn't taste that bad.
Yeah, that's vegan as fuck.
But I didn't have that specifically. That the option was available. I sampled a little bit of it. It didn't have the tang.
Yeah.
That's what I want out of my mayonnaise. So instead,
I put mustard.
I did put mustard on it. But instead of this veginaise, I instead opted for same brand, but Chipotle mayonnaise. And it was pretty good.
Not bad.
Kind of hot. I'm not too much of a spice guy. I have been slowly building my tolerance of sriracha up over the past few years.
Sriracha.
It's not even that good of a tolerance. It still burns me.
You ever see that show from First We Feast?
I don't know.
Basically, they have celebrity interviews, but everybody just eats violently spicy wings.
Oh, yeah, you showed me the one with Joji. With Papa Franku.
Yeah. And the hottest one is 2 million Scovilles. I think sriracha is like 500 or something.
500 Scoville?
Yeah, there's like an actual level of hotness.
Hang on, let's plug that in.
Yeah, sriracha Scoville level.
Scoville? I think that's how you spell it.
Close enough.
How hot is sriracha? Pepperscale.com. This is a site I've needed for a while. Where does it fit in? How about you give me a number? Uses red jalapeno peppers.
Oh, 2,500 to 8,000.
Okay.
Never mind, that's a lot harder than I thought.
Ah, man, I'm in the thousands.
Hey.
Good for me. See,
I'm doing okay with the sriracha, but the way you use it even depends on the food that you're trying to eat.
Yeah.
It's fucking, like, if you're putting it on rice, like, that's okay. You're going to get the full brunt of it, and you can judge it. However, where I really screw myself, you ever eaten pho? You might also know it as pho. It's a Vietnamese soup.
Okay. I have heard of it. I just don't know what it is.
Okay. It's got, like, white noodles. It's got slices of beef. It's got meatballs. You can squeeze a lime in it if you want to. You can put some bean sprouts in.
Okay.
If you want to. And it has to brew for, like, 8 hours.
Okay.
It's really good.
Okay. I trust you.
And it's also really good with sriracha. The thing is, you put sriracha in a soup thing, that shit ain't going on the noodles. It lives in the broth. And if you try and drink that broth with an unquantified amount of sriracha at the end of the bowl,
you will die.
You're not going to have a throat anymore.
Or a butthole.
Gonna get a transplant for your throat.
Butthole.
I would like to get a throat transplant. Maybe I could sound like James Earl Jones.
No, just a... Maybe
you are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor.
Is that him?
I don't know. You just got to push your voice box down.
Down like this? Hey, this is Satan.
No, I just almost killed myself trying to get a deeper voice. It's not worth it.
Man, where's the drugs? Swear to me.
I swear to God.
Swear to me.
I love the outdated bits like that. Anyway.
Figure.
So it was super cool the
first time I watched it, though.
Dude, the original Nolan Batman, I've probably watched the least out of all the Batmans, but it rocks.
Mm-hmm.
I love Liam Neeson as Ra's al Ghul. I love Scarecrow.
I love his whole training process.
I love Hotter Rachel in the first one.
Oh, dude, figure.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. Who the hell are you?
I never even heard of you, and then all of a sudden you show up in one of the most critically acclaimed movies of all time.
She's Jake Gyllenhaal's sister.
Doesn't look like it. Looks like she fell out of the fucking ugly tree and hit all the branches on the way down.
You know you got a bad deal when Jake Gyllenhaal looks better than his own sister.
Supposedly Jake Gyllenhaal's a good looking dude. I would say so.
Supposedly?
Yeah, I mean, like,
I would agree with that 100%.
I'm not a real good judge of, like, men's looks.
Put it up,
but
here.
I would say he's a good looking dude.
This is a current picture of no beard. Hang on.
Oh, they're making a Halloween sequel. Did you see that?
Beard? No beard. Beard?
It's super no weird beard with him. Like, I'm not really sure. Like,
him being in Halloween?
Oh, yeah. The Halloween sequel is brought to you in part by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Wait, but in what capacity? Is he directing? What the hell do they mean? Who loved the idea? The blah blah green is it?
Screenwriter Danny McBride.
What the fuck? What the hell are you guys doing? Hang on.
I'm so confused. Is Rob Zombie directing this? Because I want him to.
There's no way. No. They said some asshole named David Gordon Green.
Fuck.
Halloween 2018.
I'm actually really hyped for this.
Ooh, that's a spooky face. Oh,
that's
shit.
Just his normal face.
All right, let's see.
The trailer actually looks really good.
Jake Gyllenhaal is not in the cast at all.
Details.
Where am I looking? Official site. What does Jake Gyllenhaal have to do with this? This is nonsensical. It sounds like Green owes his Stronger star a nice edible arrangement for passing along his resume. This is a
he recommended the star Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal said, hey, grab this lady?
Yeah.
Is that what? Ugh.
Yeah, and I think isn't she the mother in this one?
I don't know. I've never
like
actually...
Like the crazy-ass fucking mom?
This is a terrible admission, but I've never seen the original Halloween.
Yeah, not like whenever the first one came out, but the one with Rob Zombie. I saw that. It was really good. Saw the second one.
Yeah.
It was just bizarre. It was really bizarre, but not bad. And I really hope this one is good.
I want to see Jake Gyllenhaal playing more scary dudes. Did you ever see Nightcrawler? Oh, dude, he's creepy in that.
Is he?
Yeah.
Seeing him, like, super skinny, I was like, this guy just looks like fucking, like, really hungry. Like, he just looks like he's fucking just, like, always looking for something to nibble on.
Yeah. That's the thing. When he's on the stakeouts, he ain't eating steak. He's just waiting around. What the fuck happened to my mic? Jesus.
He ain't eating steak.
That was weird. I would want to eat steak on a steakout, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It just lines up.
You're sitting there on a steakout, and you're just like, cut, 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 chew.
It'd be awesome. God, I want a steak now.
What have I done? Steakout. And after watching all those Witcher 3 clips, I want to go fight monsters, too.
Who are we staking out, though?
Monsters, so we can go fight them.
Oh, okay. I'm down with that.
We're going to sit in the car and hang out with our fucking swords. And then when we see a fucking, I don't know, a necker.
Do you have a sword that I don't know about?
I have like a katana. It's really shitty.
Oh, okay.
And I also have a few guns.
Does it just need to be sharpened?
No, it's just really, really poor quality.
Oh, okay. I'll get a sword.
Like, it looks like something
days.
They poured into a mold and then just called it good right there.
Oh.
Ooh. No, like, heat treating, no folding, no nothing.
Oh, no.
Dude, I actually really want to get into smithing. I just want to make my own knife or sword.
And, you know, I'm going to guess why you want to do this.
Why?
Because you've been watching Forged in Fire on the History Channel.
It's a YouTube channel. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but...
Where it's a competition?
No competition.
Okay.
It's just guys that make, like, they find swords from, like... Just, like, the latest one they made was the Brisinger sword from Aragon.
Ooh, shit. That's cool.
Because there's no pictures of it. It was, like, a new challenge for them. All they had was the description. So they just made it based on their description.
Okay.
And it turned out really, really, really nice. But they have, like, swords from, like, animes and different shows and shit. Yeah, they see it and they're like, fuck it, we're going to make our own. And, like, it always turns out just amazing.
Yeah, I don't think that sword shows up in the movie. Did you know there's an Aragorn movie?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, it sucks.
It was really bad.
I watched that shit in theaters, bro.
No.
Yeah.
What a waste.
I wasted $12 on it.
Fuck. Incredibles 2 is out.
Yeah, that's right. Came out today.
Yeah, can we go watch it? Like, right now?
Right now?
Fuck the show. We're going to go watch Incredibles.
Kirsty wants to come, too, just so you know.
Okay, let's go watch it.
But I don't think any of us can drive. You can drive?
Why not? Yeah, let me check some show times real quick.
You just okay. This is legit happening. We're going to go fucking...
Yeah, we're making this...
We might barely be able to catch it at, like, a Cinetopia.
Maybe.
But don't worry about it if we can't make it, because we're gonna go. Like, I'm probably gonna take her, like, this weekend or something.
Okay.
It's supposed to be kind of a surprise, so don't listen to this episode, Kirsty. Kind of late to do that, but I tried. I really did. What the fuck was I... Oh, excuse me.
Who the fuck is messaging me? Fuck off.
Somebody important?
No. All right, yeah. Let's look up Three Rivers Mall because it's never packed.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's never packed.
No. I don't think I've ever been
I got a really good seat. RPX 1010. Oh, we're not going to make that.
Nope. Can't do it.
Meh. Fucking way she goes. We'll watch it at some point.
Only if we drive at like 90 miles
but,
an
yeah.
hour and leave right now.
Yeah, but...
It's too late.
I watched Infinity War opening night.
Yeah?
Up there. Got a perfect seat. The theater wasn't even halfway full.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible.
What is up with... I'm a little scared for the Three Rivers Mall because I feel like it's just going to close down in a year now.
Yeah, see... No, but it's been like this forever. It has never... I've never went in there and been like, wow, there's a lot of people here.
How much is a ticket?
Average price, like $10. A little bit less than 10.
How do they do it? What the fuck's going on? It's a front.
It's a front for something.
Anytime I see a business that I can't explain how it makes money just by looking at it, it's a front.
Yep, I'm with you. That is 100% legit.
The Dairy Queen downtown here, that's a front.
No, it's actually really good.
Really?
I love Dairy Queen.
Okay, but...
If I'm feeling extra fat, I'll just go buy a large fry and a large fucking...
I forget they serve burgers there.
Oh, good ones. You ever had the flamethrower?
No, I don't
perfect,
think so.
Perfect amount of spice.
Yeah?
Like, spicy enough to be like, ooh, that's some spice, but not enough to be like, dude, I'm not enjoying my food anymore.
They put jalapenos on it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out. Jalapenos are too risky for me.
No, just like, they put like, they have them like very selectively placed.
Okay.
There's not a lot, but they're there.
Okay, they treat jalapenos like Subway treats olives.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and
to
make
me.
Sure to pick off the tomatoes.
No, I've been I've been trying to be really good about the shit that I eat lately.
Tomatoes are gross, though.
Tomatoes are gross?
I fucking hate tomatoes so much.
What's wrong with you, man?
I don't like tomatoes.
Here's the okay. Wait, though.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Let me.
Have you ever tried an heirloom tomato?
Explain.
Okay. An heirloom, I'll look them up. They are honestly the grosser looking tomatoes, but if you get a good one, it tastes like meat. I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
Heirloom.
That's why I like apples. They're like sweet meat.
I never thought of it that way. Let's see. Heirloom tomato on the Wikipedia. Okay,
tomatoes.
Yeah. So heirloom tomatoes are these huge ones that you see sometimes. They're really lumpy. Sometimes they're striped. That's an heirloom tomato.
It looks like a fucking apple.
Not you could eat it like an apple if you want to.
I don't
to.
Want to.
I do kind of want to try that. Heirloom tomatoes are so good. Just try. Just like, if you hate tomatoes, just try putting salt on them. Give it a chance. Salt improves that. He's shaking his head a lot. It's not going to work. Okay. I can't convince you, and that's fine.
I will go to the store and spit on every tomato.
Okay. You know the
store. I'm a tomato racist. You know, I hate them all.
You know that ever since I quit Safeway, they've been listening to this show, so they're going to ban you.
Do they really?
No.
Oh, thank God. I was about to be like, I don't even shop there very often, but when I do, I'd like to not be kicked out.
All I know is last time I checked, we had 79 subscribers, and any one of them could be a Safeway manager.
Safeway LLC.
Oh, fuck. If only I could organize them by IP address, no, which I can't. But if I could.
How can you not?
It's just not the way that thing I have works.
Oh, but you can get a thing that works that way? Is it expensive?
It wouldn't be expensive if I did it in my own house.
Yeah.
The problem with doing it in my own house is you can really only give people shit like within 500 miles of you. Distance is actually a pretty big factor when it comes to getting stuff to other people. Well, the thing is,
I don't. You know what? We don't need to go into it. Okay. I believe you.
Okay.
We got 5 minutes left in the show, and we got to be funny. We got to be witty. We got to be quick. We got to want people to come back.
Just know that I uploaded like a 1 megabyte picture to that computer over there, okay. And I tried to give it to someone on the far side of Canada, and they couldn't get it. So
yeah, that's stupid and gay.
Yep. Someday the internet will get better, but we're just not there quite yet.
Korea has 5G. I'm just saying.
Wait, Korea? Did they combine into the one Korea?
No, well, South Korea.
Oh, okay. I was really hoping for that.
When I say Korea, I obviously don't mean North Korea. That place is fucking weird.
Yeah, it's a strange place.
But yeah, South Korea. They have 5G.
Yeah, that's...
As opposed to our 4G.
Which is a gigabit, right?
I don't fucking know.
It probably is. Let's see. Oh, in breaking news, our next show is going to be hosted in Korea.
Yeah.
That's not true. I just
We are coming to you from Seoul.
Seoul. We found our soul.
We found our soul. We are out drinking soju with Juicy Girls.
What is soju?
It's just like, is there a version of liquor? Like, it doesn't taste like alcohol.
Yeah.
So you just drink a lot of it, and all of a sudden you're fucked up.
Oh, like tequila.
Like but it doesn't taste like. You drink like watermelon soju, you're like, wow, this juice is really good. And then all of a sudden you're fucking plastered. I've never had it either, but that's how I've had it described to me.
Sounds very dangerous, but I'd be into it.
Yeah. And then Juicy Girls are, they're prostitutes, but at the same time it's like prostitution's illegal in Korea. Uh-huh. So what you're doing is you're going to the bar and you're buying the Juicy Girls a drink for like $20.
Yeah.
And if they like you, you can buy them a few more drinks until like X amount of money is spent on them, and then you get to go with them.
What a nice loophole there. And yeah. The cops just look the other way?
No, they know what's going on, but legally they can't do shit about it. I learned a fun fact about Japanese police.
Yeah?
Don't fuck with them.
Why?
Because there's a lot of them. They'll beat the shit out of you at the drop of a hat.
And they have throwing stars, don't they?
No, they just have batons. They're really good with them. No, I had one of my old squad leaders.
They are batons, but they each have two of them, and they're attached by a chain.
Yeah. No, I had a squad leader. He was in the Marines before he joined the Army.
Yeah.
He was stationed in Okinawa, and he went out on the town, and like one of his buddies got into like a confrontation with like some other guy. Japanese police roll up, beat the shit out of both of them immediately.
Whoa.
And then my squad leader just steps back, like, hey, what's going on? He's just like, please don't hit me. I'm super fucked up right now. I don't want to deal with this.
What were they doing? Were they doing something bad?
They were fighting.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so like obviously like disturbing the peace and fighting, not cool. But then when six police officers show up and beat the shit out of both of them. Yeah, they roll, and they roll deep.
And they all have, like, basic karate training, I'm pretty sure.
I would imagine so. Maybe it's just, like, a prerequisite for them.
I mean, it's just like America. Like, I think there's a few police departments that at least, like, try to teach a little bit of Krav Maga or something, or...
You know what? If police... Like, I'm a firm believer that, like, the police academy, it'll teach you, like, real basics, but you need to go out and get more training on your own.
Yeah.
Or, like, go find training somewhere. If you need to learn mixed martial arts, like, reactive shooting drills, instinctive firing, whatever it is, like, you need to go search it yourself.
Supplement your knowledge.
Yeah. Granted, we don't have any police officers listening right now, so that's not helping anybody, but...
You don't know that.
But, yeah, spread the word. If you can, go join an MMA gym. It'll save your life.
I don't know if Drew's dad's ever... listen to our show before.
No, but that guy can fucking scrap already, so.
Oh, yeah. I've heard
stories.
Remember
he got, like, that 10-minute fight with that fucking meth head?
Yeah.
Can you imagine anybody who's been in a 10-minute fight with a meth head?
I can't, man.
I think I would have died, like, immediately.
The only guy I know is Brad.
Yep. And he is still fucking kicking.
Brad fights meth heads.
On the regs.
Yeah. Well, not so much anymore. He's got to go seek him out now.
Yeah. Hey, meth head, come here and fight me.
God damn, I think I saw the cops arresting a meth head the other day, actually. I think, I didn't see the whole thing go down because I was just rolling up on it as I was going down the street, but up on the corner, there was an ambulance and a fire truck.
An amblam, yeah.
Yeah, and amber lamps.
Amber lamps.
And there was a guy who was looking super homeless, real Kurt Cobain-y.
Yeah.
His pants were hanging down pretty far. I think they caught him, like, pissing on the fence or something.
That'll do it.
So, is that something meth heads do? Can someone tell me?
That's what I do.
When you're on meth?
No, something... No, I didn't do it. It was my brother, and we got kicked out of the park.
Pissing on a fence?
We were pretty little. And we weren't pissing on the fence, we were pissing on the park itself.
To state your stance of fuck this park,
hate it. He just had to pee, so he peed right there.
Yeah,
there wasn't any bathrooms like immediately available, so we're like, fuck it, and we just fucking took a leak right there.
He wasn't standing at the top of the slide, was he?
No, just down below. We are considerate public urinators.
Good, good. See,
yeah, lady comes out and yells at me. I was like, it wasn't me, it was him. Immediately shift the blame. I'm a piece of shit.
That'd be great if this lady, like, put a picture up of your guys' faces, and then, like, 2 years later, you just walk back in because you look completely different.
Right. Well, better our faces than our dicks, because we were kids then, and that would have went... She went to fucking prison for that.
Yeah, if that lady's got pictures of your dicks, that's a whole new case that can get opened up. Collect the money. I don't know how you can, being a sexual abuse victim, but...
There's got to be a way to make money.
OJ still has money somehow. I think you can find some.
You think Bill Cosby still has money?
A little bit, at least.
At least some.
The lawyers are still around, I think he's
got
something.
Without a doubt, at least 12.
At least 12 lawyers, you know, to surround him from all angles, all hands of the clock. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not watching to a TGF Radio show at gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Closing statement before we get out of here?
Yeah, little story, just real quick.
Okay.
So I was feeding my buddy's daughter, the same one that clawed my eye. I was feeding her some refried beans, and all I had to feed her with, because I'm not going to use my fork, so I had a plastic knife. So I take little scoops of refried beans with a knife and then feed them to her. Then I realized... How strange is it that I was feeding this child a knife full of beans, one bite at a time? That's how you get CPS called on you.
It is, but good. Thankfully, you had the right people watching.
Yeah, they were just like, yeah, we get it. Keep it up, man.
It was the safest way at the time.
A knife full of beans.
That's what you say when they roll up in the cars.
That's how I feed kids, with knifefuls of beans.
Take that lesson home with you. We'll be back next week. You think you'll be here next week, or you weren't sure?
Hit or miss, I'll definitely let you know at least a day or two beforehand.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Party on, everybody.
Yeah.